Hey, I'm Tiesto. I'm hanging with Mikey on the Random 30.
Really? I mean, he's one of the greatest DJs and producers in the world. Tiesto, hi, man.
Well, that's quite an introduction. Thank you.
Hey, realistically, you don't even need one. Your name, it's a household name, man. It's so good to talk with you. Where are we talking to you at the moment? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Colorado.
Oh, nice.
I live in America nowadays, so.
Yeah. How long have you been calling America home?
Sorry?
How long have you been calling America home for now?
Well, really since like 2008, I think.
Yep.
So before I was touring here quite a lot as well, but yeah, 2008 nice. When I really moved here. Yeah.
Yeah. No, are you finding it a lot different in that time compared to your hometown?
Absolutely. It's, well, you know, I think it's great that I had the opportunity to live in Holland for a long time and then travel around the world and then pick the best place to live. I love it here. So
there's always Australia. Like,
I don't know, it's Australia. Yeah. My favorite thing about Australia is Fraser Island.
Mate, I'm literally near Fraser Island. I'm probably an hour from Fraser Island.
That's my favorite place.
Oh, wow. It is a very remarkable place, Fraser Island. It's such a great place. Mate, we got so much to talk to you about. Being a DJ and producer for many, many, many years, how does it feel to be still in the scene and be known after this time?
It feels incredible, man. Like to have this hit now with the business worldwide, it's just incredible. Like after all these years, to still be able to trigger people to like my music, you know?
Yeah.
And the style has changed over the years. It's really the best feeling you can have as a DJ. So I'm extremely happy.
I'm glad you said that. The style has changed over the years. What made you go down a different style of music?
Well, I think, you know, in life, you always have to reinvent yourself. You know, you don't want to do the same thing. Who wants to have the same job for 50 years, you know?
True.
You know, everybody wants to change. And I think as a DJ, you have to change because else it's going to become routine what you play. And I think that's the beauty of it. My life, I've always been evolving my sets and you know, just adjust to the times and figure out what's good now and what I like now.
Yeah.
So it's the same as with going to the same restaurant, you know, your whole life. You want to switch it up. You want to have some different kinds of foods, right? So
yeah,
that's how I feel about it.
And where are your ideas for your music in the current times? Now, where are they coming from in your life? Are you seeing different things in maybe friends or family and you want to produce something around that?
Yeah. Well, the inspiration comes from everywhere. So sometimes it's just you meet somebody in the middle of the street or, you know, talk about music. And sometimes it's a TikTok thing or it's an Instagram thing. It's inspiration comes from everything.
Yeah.
So, with the business, I mean, the guys from Sweden, they wrote the song. And so I just got the vocal and I was like, oh, this vocal is incredible. I want to do something with it. So I just made the music underneath. So, yeah. So
let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this.
How do you start that process? So when you've got the vocal and you want to do your turn on it, how do you go, okay, what do I need to do? Where can I go first? What am I going to make first? Or what is that starting process for you?
Well, it's always different with everything I do. So sometimes you start with a beautiful sound and that gives you inspiration to build on.
Yeah.
So it's always something that triggers me right away.
Yeah.
That part that triggers me, I try to add something to make it more Tiesto. So make it usable in my sets most. Because at the end of the day, all the tracks I make just for my own sets.
And, wow. You know,
and then if they cross over on the radio, you know, that's like the super bonus. But that's never the goal. That's the icing on the cake, I guess.
Wow. So your goal is, if I'm understanding right, is not actually to have your songs on the radio. It's just you're creating them for your sets.
Yeah.
And as you said, the bonus is they're going on radio.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to be, I have to be able to play my tracks in my sets because else I think that's the core of Tiesto. You know, you go to a festival.
Yeah.
Main stage, there's Tiësto. You gotta rage. You know, you gotta go off.
Wow.
And that's how I feel. That's my core. You know, that's Tiësto.
So what are you feeling when it's on the radio then? Like when you're hearing the business and it's on the radio, yep, there's my set. But now we're on the radio. Like, what are you feeling at that moment?
It's the best feeling ever because I don't feel I've compromised.
Yeah.
You know, I've done my own thing.
Yeah.
And then it ends up on the radio. It's the best compliment you can get.
I love that. That is great. I guess the way you do things is this is where I want it to be. And in your case, in the sets, but if we go further, that's just the bonus. And you're in this sets to give your crowd and the fans the best time of your life. But then we can have the best time of your life when we hear it on the radio and we're driving to work or coming home or with the family or whatever.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And, wow.
And with no shows going on for a year.
Yeah,
to have this on the radio is for me very spectacular. You know, it's just very unexpected, and I love it. It's been growing so long to the climax now.
Wow! How have you dealt with in the last year? And obviously, it's still going at the moment. But for you, you haven't been able to do your sets live on stage for your fans. What have you been doing in that time? Have you been using it to create some extra music more than what you normally would, or? Where have you been sitting with it?
Yeah, no, but actually pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And I just had time for other stuff. I didn't have to travel, didn't have to stay in a hotel.
Is that a bonus?
That's a bonus, yeah. I mean, for me, it feels like a sabbatical. I just took a year off. And of course, I still stayed in touch with the music, but definitely less than before.
Wow. So,
if I would play a DJ set tomorrow, I have no idea what to put in there yet. Because normally I get inspiration from the crowd. You know, you're like, oh, this went off tonight, so I'll keep this one. This one didn't do well. Just get rid of that one and then put a new track in.
Yeah.
So my sets is always an ongoing process every day. It's like basically going to the gym every day or something. You know,
so your sets are not okay. We're going to do this. You're actually literally feeding off the crowd, and you're playing as the crowd's giving you the energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely.
See what works. See what doesn't work.
Yep.
And I do some mashups with new tracks that come out, and blend that in there. You know, when you sit home for a year, you're like, how is DJing again? How do I DJ? You know, I got to figure it out again. As soon as I have. Opening.
Put this fader up and press this dial and this one and
I still know that. That's easy. But what to play at what moment?
Yeah.
That's always been like an ongoing process for me. So I always had my set in my head and it just changed in my head. But now it's just, you know, there's nothing there. There's no sense.
I love that. That is great. That is great. Mate, let's talk the business. This is epic. My young fella who's 12 years of age, every time we do hear it on the radio, or we might stick it on in the car and we're going to, we're just, let's get down, let's get down. We're just into it. We love this song. And we always know, well, I always know what to expect from you. And when I hear a new Tiësto song coming out, yep, I know exactly what this is going to be like. We're going to be dropping it. We're in. Tell us about this. So you said before that you got the lyric and you started putting it together. The process of it all, though, from start to finish, tell us about that.
Well, the process was just after that, when you have a strong vocal like that, you just try to make sure it has enough room to breathe.
Yeah.
And you just put your stuff underneath, and we made a nice string intro. You know, because I think it sets the tone of the track.
Yes.
You hear the string going in. Doo, 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 and then, the dramatic vocal. I also pictured, like, I have a residency in Las Vegas. I picture the club completely dark. You just hear the strings, then the vocal, and then Tiësto walks on stage. Like, very dramatic. Dramatic intro, like, let's get down to business, you know?
Oh, I love
that. Everything goes off, and then when the drop comes, you know, everybody's ready to go. And the club explodes.
Oh, that is it. What is that feeling like, though? Because you get like the gooses, and you're like, here we go.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Walking on stage is the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear the crowd cheer, when they see you, you're like, wow, those people are excited to see me. And I'm excited to play for them. And this interaction is just the best feeling in the world. You can't really I can never get enough of that. This very addictive. You know? It's the best feeling in the world.
I'm getting a lot of passion from you about your music, which is epic, and which is why you've gone for so long. How do you walk off the stage? You know, you're giving your fans and your crowd the most amazing time, and you've got to go, hey, you know, it's time to go home now. How do you just walk off?
Well, you just full of adrenaline.
That's what I'm like. How do you do it?
Yeah, no, when I go off stage and the show was a success.
Yeah.
Then you just feel like when you win the championships in football, you know, it's that feeling.
Yeah.
It's like you just won the cup. So you go backstage, high five all your friends who are waiting for you backstage. We celebrate with a drink or something.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's go on with the night.
Fantastic.
For me, being it's a celebration, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. For you, for 2021, of course, we've got the business out now. What else is in store for the year for you, man? I mean, we don't know about the touring thing at the moment. It's hard, but what's installed at this stage for Tiësto?
Well, I just wait and see what's going to happen with the world and hopefully back to DJing soon. Because I really start to miss it now, and I would love to play a set for a big crowd somewhere.
Yeah.
And for the rest, I got some new tracks. I'm working on an album. Try to finish that and figure out the right songs. And it's
wonderful.
I mean, the business is still going, so I got some time.
Yes.
Let this one run for a bit. Guys, let's go.
Mate, I think it's going to be in the random 30 for a very long time. I can't see it going anywhere. Which is brilliant. Yeah. Mate, it is so good to chat with you. The business is out right now. Looking forward to hopefully an album or something in 2021, a bit more from Tiësto. Mate, thanks so much for chatting with us, and all the best, eh?
Yeah, you too. Nice to chat to you.